It's a 2 for Tuesday. That's the Eagles and Don Henley. And 25 minutes before 9, the Grease here. We have a rainy day to deal with today and a wind warning. I say between 9 and 11, we could see some massive winds. So be on your guard. The wind will be a-blowing. So stay on your toes if you're driving a high-profile vehicle or something. Could get blown on your focus. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty perky today. Extra perky, as a matter of fact. Double perky. I'm feeling double perky. I don't know what it is. I just had a nice night. You know, I spent the night, you know, in quiet reflection at the Grease Palace. Yeah, I don't miss Estelle at all. I don't mind my nights alone.
God. Just can't believe it.
Remember those days when Cher was on that big TV show and every now and then she'd drag Greg Allman out and he'd come out all squirrely looking. Oh, with that weird looking beard, that one round circle of a beard that grew out and kind of a deformed Fu Manchu kind of look, and there he'd be with glazed eyes. There Cher would be next to him. I mean, it's like, there she'd be a super. That's the Allman Brothers and Midnight Rider. I like them. I mean, I like them, but I just couldn't believe the chairs. 10 minutes before 9, DC 101. Of course, that new Schlemazel she's with, hey. Good. Cher, what's your problem, Cher? Cher, let me show you the way, Cher. But then I don't want to. I just keep thinking about Larry Goldman there. You know, I don't know, baby. Maybe I think you might have done yourself in. I don't know, but I've been told. Sweet Cher and Greg, you still have his kid, don't you? You see, I'd see that little kid and I'd constantly be reminded. What's the boy's name? Elijah Blue? God, Cher. I don't know. But anyway, it's too late now. It's too late. The damage has done been did. It's 9 before 9. The Grease Man here. I guess
before 9.